This is the Mickey Miles and More podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome, Milers. If you surf the internet these days and read the Disney forums that are out there, you will find many opinions around the current Disney leadership. I would say that most of the comments you will find will be, well, they'll be far from complimentary. In fact, if you read between the lines, you can almost sense that the authors of these comments are saying, quote, Walt would be spinning in his grave if he knew what was going on. Now, a lot has happened over the last 18 months since we've been ravaged by the COVID-19 pandemic, and in many cases, companies have gone through a reset surrounding their products and services. And the Disney company is no exception. Guests have seen in 2021 a jump in the cost of a Walt Disney World or Disneyland vacation, room rates, park tickets, restaurants. There has been pretty much a surge in prices from every aspect of a Disney vacation. And now we have Genie Plus, which is a whole other ballgame I won't get into right now. Now, all of these changes have to be attributed to the top of the Disney food chain. And so the Disney leadership has been taking a hit lately, and rightly so, as CEO Bob Chapek has been exposed as a puppet for the shareholders instead of an advocate for his customers. Disney leadership has taken a hit, and it made me think of a time back in 2008 when I learned a little bit about leadership. Back then, I had the opportunity to sit down with former Walt Disney World executive vice president in charge of operations, Lee Cockrell. He had just published his book entitled Creating Magic, 10 Common Sense Leadership Strategies from a Life at Disney. There is a stark contrast to what Cockrell's book talks about and what we are seeing today in terms of leadership from the Disney suits, as we call them. There is one particular chapter in the book which stood out to me. It's called Breaking the Mold. And in this chapter, Cockrell makes a point of being clear about who's responsible for what. And he talks about how in Disney's food and beverage division, the lines of authority were unclear at one time. At one point, a Coca-Cola at a park concession stand would cost about $1.39, while the same size drink at a resort snack bar might have cost $2.99. This was the result of chefs purchasing from different vendors, and that had to be looked at. Imagine that at one point, Walt Disney World was buying 25 kinds of French fries and 130 different pastas from several vendors. That resulted in higher prices. Lee Cockrell fixed that by establishing a centralized group with the final authority on food orders, saving money for both the resort and guests while maintaining a high level of quality for both. He broke the mold by making a change, and it paid off. But there was one particular chapter that I and probably many cast members would have hoped that Bob Chapek would read. It's called Eliminate Hassles. And in this chapter, Cockrell talks about how important it is for great leaders to listen to their employees and their customers. Guest surveys disclosed that the biggest complaint was waiting in line for attractions. The result was the implementation of FastPass at the parks. FastPass allowed guests to acquire a pass to enter an attraction during a certain window of time that saved valuable vacation time. I don't have to tell you that the introducing of FastPass did not cost the guest a single cent. Which is unlike, I don't have to tell you. In that same chapter, he mentions how cast members often noted the inconvenience and hassle of having to come early and go to the costume department every day to get their costumes prior to starting their shifts. Their voices were heard, and now cast members can check out costumes as many as 5 at a time and be responsible for keeping those costumes clean. That saved the cast members time, saved the resort expensive cleaning costs. That's a case where a leader listened. Also, great leaders get out and about and do not spend all day in their office. Cockrell recalled the story of Walt Disney walking through Disneyland one day, and Walt noticed a cowboy from Frontierland strolling through Tomorrowland. And Walt thought, such a slight would impact the sense of magic. So Walt consulted with his staff, and guess what? Utilidors were born to allow cast members to get to their respective land out of the sight of guests. Now, if Walt had not walked around often as he did, he probably would have never noticed things like that or any area that needed attention. Those are just a few of the examples Cockrell provides in bringing to life many of the points he made in describing his strategies in the book. I mentioned to him the quote from Walt Disney saying that he believes that, quote, everyone should have a great failure while young in life. So I asked Cockrell what his great failure was, and he said, my biggest failure was that I did not understand leadership when I was younger, and I was a take-no-prisoners manager. That was not healthy. And as the years went by, he learned what made for true leadership. He told me that there are many dangers in the corporate world and that he has seen many bad behaviors. He said he always knew better, but in the corporate world, quote, results sort of take over style. There was a pause, and then he remarked, leadership is about character. Trust. Okay, so this point of trust has always hit home with Lee Cockrell. It was never as evident as when I asked him if he could offer two examples of a system or a procedure he brought to Walt Disney World that is still in operation today. That brought a smile to his face, I remember. There was no hesitation. Remember, this is all about trust. He mentioned his pride in creating a culture where everyone had access to him and in a confidential manner. And he described this in the Learn the Truth chapter. In this chapter, he tells of how he worked towards making cast members feel safe about bringing sensitive issues to management. He created an anonymous email address and voicemail number so anyone working at Walt Disney World could contact him without revealing their identity. Anyone using these systems had the option of identifying themselves if they preferred. He said that as a result of doing this, the amount of candid information he received went up dramatically. I don't know if that system remains today. I would hope so. But this was an example of what a leader does to create a culture where everyone feels comfortable and problems that may otherwise never reach management are brought to the surface. In a word, trust. Another accomplishment that he is proud of was the Main Street Diary. It was a communications tool that he started in 2000. I think it was 2000. It went from 2000 to 2007. It was the Main Street Diary was a weekly paper, and it was sent to all cast members. And every issue contained his main message on how to be a better leader, suggestions to leaders on topics to cover in the daily pre-shift meetings, a Do You Know section on company news, updates on perks and benefits for cast members, safety and security messages, community news, lessons on diversity, policy reminders, and important dates. He used the Main Street Diary to help him work towards his goal of communication, to help others meet people, to recognize people, and to educate them as well. Again, I believe that that Main Street Diary ended in 2007. During my time talking with him, I couldn't help but feel the positive and common sense vibes that just leaped from his voice. If you combine that with a strong sense of humility, you have an individual who comes across as someone you feel you've known all your life, a colleague you can learn from, but most of all, a person for whom you find you have respect and trust and who will lead from example. You know, there are countless points made in the book I was curious as to which ones pretty much served as the foundation for his philosophy. And I said to him, I think virtually all the points you make in your book can work in our everyday lives and are not just limited to the business world. And I said, are there any points that you especially want those who read this book to always keep up front? And he didn't hesitate. He said, the three important words are, everyone is important. He quoted the title from one of his chapters in the book. The chapter was called Burn the Free Fuel. And the three letters to explain what burn the fuel means are the letters A-R-E. They stand for appreciation, recognition, and encouragement. The book states that all three words go very far in supplying a cost-free, sustainable fuel that builds self-confidence and self-esteem. And they also boost individual and team performance and keep an organization running cleanly and smoothly. Best of all, its supply is inexhaustible. So think about it. If you show appreciation to all whom you encounter, recognize their efforts, constantly give them encouragement, you'll find them returning your efforts with boundless energy. It makes a lot of sense. The last piece of advice Lee Cockrell offered me before finishing the interview was something his wife Priscilla had mentioned to him a long time ago. And here's the quote. It's, quote, always be careful what you say and do. They are watching you and judging you. After all, great leaders lead by example. There's much wisdom in that sentence from Priscilla Cockrell, especially for those who strive to be great leaders. Now, let's think about what she said. Always be careful what you say and do. They are watching and judging you. They are cast members. They are guests. Now, this book was written well over a decade ago. Again, the title is Creating Magic, 10 Common Leadership Strategies from a Life at Disney. It's not just a book that you could read once or twice. It's sort of like a reference tool that if you are in any kind of a leadership position, you should probably refer to over and over again. It has in it information that tells us how to live our lives in a manner that is like a common sense approach. We all want respect. We all want trust. We all want success. I'd like to mention one more thing. Remember those three words. Everyone is important. And that's the whole reason for me talking about this today. Everyone is important. And Mr. Chapek, if you happen to be listening, keep that in mind. Everyone is important. So I'd like to finish this little talk by kind of explaining, you know, what prompted me to do this. I just, you know, think about what's going on and what's happening, and I was hoping that maybe someday Mr. Chapek would understand that everyone is important. It's not just the shareholders. It's not just the cast members. But also, most importantly, your guests, your paying customers. Because without us, there is no magic. So by the way, if you'd like to read more information about Lee Cockrell, visit his website. It's www.leecockrell, that's LeeCockerell.com. Very interesting man. You can find Lee on Facebook, and you can also find him on LinkedIn. And you will notice that pretty much every single post he makes has a lot of common sense in it. So I encourage you to follow him. So for my co-hosts, Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean and Chris Iliopoulos, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, This is Rick Gray saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.